AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him he would not further escalate tensions in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
If there is diplomatic progress, we would welcome that, but we will believe it when we see it with our own eyes at the border.
The Russian government denies reports that Macron and Putin struck a deal. Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, was whisked out of an event at a Washington high school by Secret Service agents following a bomb threat. He was at Dunbar High School to help commemorate Black History Month and was in the school's museum for a few minutes when a member of his security detail approached him, saying, "We have to go." Emhoff was hustled out in his waiting motorcade and whisked away. Police bomb technicians and dogs searched the building and concluded there was no threat. Federal appeals court rejects a court challenge by a dozen Republican attorneys general trying to reimpose a Trump-era blockage of abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has ruled in President Biden's favor and will allow new regulations for the government's family planning program to remain in place as a lawsuit led by Ohio Attorney General David Yost plays out. 12 mostly southern states have been seeking to restore Trump-era rules rolled back by the Biden administration in October. They want to bring back a rule that funded clinics must be physically and financially separate from abortion clinics, and a rule preventing them from referring women to abortion providers. Groups representing the clinics say they hope the Biden administration's reversal will bring back some 1,300 service providers that left the program. I'm Jennifer King.
Two-time Olympic champion Michaela Schifrin's second race at the Beijing Games ended even more quickly than her first. The 26-year-old American skidded out of control about 5 seconds into the opening run of the slalom and is out of that event. This was even less time than her trip down the course lasted in the first run of the giant slalom on Monday. This is AP News. Two films, The Power of the Dog and Dune, gathered the most Academy Award nominations, 12 for Power of the Dog and 10 for Dune. The biggest film at the box office has only one. AP Entertainment's Oscar Welles Gabriel has more.
This isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people.
When it comes to a Best Picture nomination, Academy voters have said no way to Spider-Man No Way Home. The movie has just one nomination for achievement in visual effects. It's really no surprise relatively few huge box office hits get a lot of love from Oscar voters. One main reason that a lot of viewers tune out when the annual ceremony rolls around. But if there were awards for box office smashes, Spidey and his friends would be all over that. Despite the pandemic, Spider-Man No Way Home has become one of the highest earning films of all time.
No streaming service has won Best Picture, but half of the 10 nominees were streamed this year. That increases the odds. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.